Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's address to the nation on the occasion of the 79th Independence Day. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Anubha Rothki, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation today on India's 79th Independence Day, highlighting India's journey of self-reliance and transformation. To discuss the various aspects of Prime Minister Modi's speech, political analyst Ashok Tandon now joins me in Akashvani's Spotlight program. Mr. Tandon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Tandon, Prime Minister Modi spoke on a range of issues today and made some very important announcements. What part of his speech resonated the most with you and why?
I think it was very powerful speech and gave a very decisive message to our neighbors. And first of all, he hailed Operation Sindoor as a demonstration of India's strategic autonomy and using Made in India weapons. The operation dismantled terror networks and Pakistan-based infrastructure. And this was a signal that a new era where India will no longer accept nuclear blackmail or threat on foreign terms. And he was talking about the Indus Water Treaty, which he made very unequivocally clear that India has now decided blood and water will not flow together.
Right. Before we go any further in this discussion, because you mentioned Operation Sindoor, that was the highlight and that was a very important part of Prime Minister's speech. Let us first hear what the Prime Minister had to say on Operation Sindoor.
आज 15 अगस्त का एक विशेष महत्व भी मैं देख रहा हूँ. मुझे बहुत गर्व हो रहा है. आज मुझे लाल किले की प्राचीर से ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के वीर जाबाजों को सैल्यूट करने का अवसर मिला है. हमारे वीर जाबाज सैनिकों ने दुश्मनों को उनकी कल्पना से परे सजा दी है.
Mr. Tandon, we just heard, of course, and you also said the Prime Minister hailed the efforts of the armed forces during Operation Sindoor from Red Fort today. He also said that India will not tolerate nuclear threats anymore. And as you just mentioned that, you know, it was a very loud and clear message to our neighbor. And in this context, I also want to know, you know, he mentioned the launch of Mission Sudarshan Chakra. So all put together, how important were these messages coming from the Prime Minister?
The Indus Water Treaty, yes. He made it very clear that India has now decided blood and water cannot flow together. People have now realized that Indus Water Treaty was unjust and one-sided, and the water from Indus River system irrigated our enemy land at the cost of our own farmers, because our farmers were suffering. So this particular statement has reaffirmed that India will no longer compromise on its national interests. And the operation underscored the country's ability to act swiftly and decisively, relying entirely on indigenous technology and our defense system. So it was in that context that towards the end he talked of Janmashtami, and he said it reminds him of Lord Krishna and his Sudarshan Chakra, the kind of role it played during Mahabharata. The Prime Minister said that this mission, Sudarshan Chakra, it will enhance our strategic defense. It will strengthen India's offensive deterrent capabilities, and it will be inspiration from India's rich cultural and mythological heritage. And India is launching this mission to create a powerful weapon system to counter any attempt by enemy to attack. And at the same time, this defense system will be enforced at all our important installations, including our religious places. So this was a very powerful message. All public places will be covered by an expanded nationwide security shield by 2035, and ensuring a very comprehensive protection for the nation while showing India's commitment to self-reliant defense.
The Prime Minister also sent out another bold statement from the ramparts of Red Fort today, and that was about the farmers. Let's first listen into what he had to say.
Bharat ke kisan, Bharat ke machhware, Bharat ke pashupalak, unse judi kisi bhi ahitkari niti ke aage मोदी दीवार बन के खड़ा है.
Mr. Tandon, we just heard the Prime Minister. He said Modi is like a wall for the farmers and the fishermen of the country. He said that the government would never compromise on the interests of its farmers who have made the country self-sufficient. How do you view this?
As the PM also said, that agriculture remains a cornerstone of India's development, with India ranked number one in milk, pulses and jute, and number two in rice, wheat, cotton, fruits and vegetables. Agriculture exports have now crossed 4 lakh crore, reflecting the nation's global competitiveness. So to further empower farmers, the Prime Minister said the PM Dhanya Dhanya Krishi Yojana for 100 backward farming districts. It will be completing ongoing support through PM Kisan irrigation schemes and also protection programs, ensuring that India's backbone of prosperity remains strong and resilient. So it is not simply his commitment that India will not compromise on the interests of farmer. And as he also said in his speech, that he has stood as a wall for the farmers against any detrimental policy, protecting their rights and livelihood. I think this is a huge commitment which the Prime Minister made today to the farming community and the agriculture sector.
So from announcing the rollout of India's first semiconductor chip to giving a call to develop our own fertilizers and indigenous engines for fighter jets, the one underlying theme of Prime Minister Modi's speech today was Atmanirbharta. When the Prime Minister talks about self-reliance on Independence Day, the message gets amplified manifold and assumes an added significance. Wouldn't you agree with it?
Certainly. You know, this has been the theme of Prime Minister Modi, even all his Mann Ki Baat episodes as well. But coming from the ramparts of the Red Fort, the Atmanirbhar Bharat, I think, is very significant, because as the Prime Minister said, that the dependence on others raises questions about our nation's independence. It's very unfortunate when dependence becomes a habit, and dangerous one also. And that's why we must remain aware and committed to becoming self-reliant. And self-reliance is not just about exports and imports, the rupee or the dollar. It's about our capabilities, our strength, to stand on our own. And that's why he announced that India will roll out its first Made in India semiconductor chip by 2025, and it's opening the nuclear sector to private players, creating unprecedented opportunities in energy and technology. And then he urged every citizen, especially the youth, to take part in nation building by innovating and producing jet engines, social media platforms, fertilizers and other critical technologies indigenously, forging a future where India stands self-reliant, powerful and globally respected. So this was a clear message. And one very significant area where he highlighted was that India's bold steps to secure resources, right, critical for its future. Yes. That was a very important thing. The National Critical Minerals Mission is being launched. As country is exploring 1,200 sites to ensure access to mineral essentials for energy, industry and defense.
And before we move forward in the discussion, let's hear what the Prime Minister said about Atmanirbharta.
Ek rashtra ke liye atma samman ki sabse badi kasoti aaj bhi uski atmanirbharta hai. और विकसित भारत का आधार भी है आत्मनिर्भर भारत. जो दूसरे पर ज्यादा निर्भर रहता है उसकी आजादी पर उतना ही बड़ा प्रश्न चिन्ह लग जाता है. आत्मनिर्भरता का नाता सिर्फ आयात और निर्यात, रुपये पैसे पाउंड डॉलर यहां तक सीमित नहीं है. आत्मनिर्भरता का नाता हमारे सामर्थ्य से जुड़ा हुआ.
Mr. Tandon, during his address, Prime Minister Modi announced the formation of a task force for next generation economic reforms, including unveiling the next generation GST reforms on Diwali this year. How important is this announcement and what are the benefits that are going to accrue to the citizens?
Prime Minister announced it as a Diwali gift to the nation when he talked about the next generation GST reforms. But before that, he also talked about setting up of a task force for next generation economic reforms aimed at overhauling laws, rules and procedures that govern economic activity. And then he highlighted that the government has already abolished over 40,000 unnecessary compliances, 1,500 outdated laws, and in the last parliamentary session, over 280 provisions were removed. Looking ahead, the next GST reforms by Diwali will reduce taxes on daily essentials, befitting MSMEs, local vendors, and consumers, while simultaneously stimulating economic growth and creating a more effective citizen-friendly economy. And that was an important announcement. And then, if I may say so, PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana, empowering youth, was also a very important takeaway from Prime Minister.
Mr. Tandon, before you expand on that, let's first hear what the Prime Minister said on the Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana.
Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana आज ही 15 अगस्त को लागू हो रही है, यह आपके लिए खुशखबरी। इस योजना के तहत निजी क्षेत्र में पहली नौकरी पाने वाले नौजवान को, बेटे बेटी को 15,000 रुपया सरकार की तरफ से दिए जाएंगे। कंपनियों को भी नए रोजगार देने के अवसर जो भी ज्यादा जुटाएगा उनको भी प्रोत्साहन राशि दी जाएगी।
So this Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana, how significant is it for the youth of the country?
Basically, to strengthen India's demographic dividend and ensure that the nation's youth plays a central role in its growth. That's why the PM said the Prime Minister's Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana, 1 lakh crore employment schemes under which newly employed youth will receive 15,000, targeting 3 crore youth. And then he also talked of the incentives which will be given those who will be generating employment. And he said that this initiative will transform India's potential into real economic and social prosperity. It will be strengthening the bridge from Swatantra Bharat to Samriddha Bharat and empowering the youth actively contribute to the nation's progress and development. And if I may add, in this energy and nuclear self-reliance sector, yes, the PM also highlighted India's bold steps to secure resources critical for its future through the National Critical Mineral Missions, and country is exploring 1,200 sites to ensure access to minerals essentials for energy and industry and in defense.
Right. Listeners, as you just heard from Mr. Tandon, his analysis of the Prime Minister's speech today, let me also tell you again that Prime Minister Modi today addressed the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort on the occasion of the 79th Independence Day of India, where he spoke about the importance of Atmanirbharta. He spoke about India's success during Operation Sindoor. He spoke about farmers' welfare. He spoke about many schemes that have been announced, a lot of schemes concerning the youth, concerning our energy security, concerning our space programs. A lot of schemes were announced during this speech that he made from Red Fort. Mr. Tandon, thank you so much for speaking with Akashwani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's address to the nation on the occasion of the 79th Independence Day. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Anubha Rohtgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.